Local natives join us today back with their second album, Hummingbird, the follow-up to the very well-received debut, Guerrilla Manor. They did a lot of touring behind that album out with Arcade Fire, also with The National, and they ended up recording this new album with Aaron Dessner of The National. We'll start with this performance of You and I. Local natives are live in the World Cafe studios, and that, friends, is why we have been so excited waiting for Hummingbird and now getting to hear this band live. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That just sounds fantastic. You and I, it turns out that was You and I, which is how the new album begins. I was reading that was really kind of central to how the sound of this new album began. What was its role?
It kind of felt like a turning point in the writing process. We'd had this version of the song going on for a long time, and we couldn't really figure it out. And then we came back from a short break, and one night, Kelsey and I basically switched instruments, and I jumped on the drums. Kelsey got off guitar and played keyboards, and we just kind of reworked this whole song. And once that song kind of came together, it really gave us a lot of energy to write a ton of new songs right after that. So it's really important for us.
That is Ryan and Kelsey Ayres singing that one with the band. Okay, last time we saw you were just starting out. None of these great things. You hadn't been out on tour with, you know, The National and Arcade Fire and all that. What was that period of the first album like for you, and how did you recover? I mean, it must have been something when that was all done and you were, you know, faced with doing something new.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It sort of just kept going at this really steady rate. When we finally thought that it was over, then we got the call to play the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, which is with a full orchestra, and we worked on it for 2 months and arranged all these orchestral versions of all the songs, and it was this crazy dream come true. And then we get the Arcade Fire tour and the National tour, and so it kind of just kept going past it, but once it was done, we knew that we had to cut it off and sort of, you know, take a lot of time to really step away and put roots back in a home again and kind of disconnect from that whole life and get into the way that we write is very collaborative. So we sort of built out this studio and we took a break and wanted to really recenter ourselves and push into kind of a new territory with this new record.
Yeah, what was the geography of this album? Because the sort of big story we first heard was, oh, they moved coasts. They went to Brooklyn. But it sounds like that's not entirely true.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people jumped on that and tried to accuse us of that. But we spent more time in L.A.
You mean the L.A. people were accusing you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was just so misunderstood. But yeah, so we spent, like Taylor said, like 8 or 9 months in our space in LA demoing out stuff. And then once we got Aaron in the mix,
Aaron Dessner,
yeah, who co-produced the record with us, we wanted to find a place to kind of try to track a lot of stuff live, try to find a big room to do that.
We ended up in Brooklyn basically because that's where Aaron lives. And we actually lived at his house, and he's on the bottom floor and we're in the attic and the studio's in the backyard, so it's quite convenient. But it was a very conscious decision to leave LA for the actual recording of the record.
Now, I understand Heavy Feet, that song has something to do with Aaron's space.
Yeah, well, at least the name of the song, it was, you know, we're living above his house, and it's like these old wooden floors and stuff, and he has a newborn daughter. So every night after the studio, it'd be like, okay, guys, take your shoes off, like tread quietly, please don't wake her up. And no matter like how we tried taking our shoes off, wearing socks, whatever, we just like, you know, we just couldn't be quiet enough. And so it was just heavy feet, like our feet were just heavy, I guess.
We're really happy that local natives are with us today. And do you want to do that, or so what's next?
I'm gonna do Heavy Feet.
Heavy Feet.
All right.
Yeah.
Speak, don't say.
That's one you certainly already know. That is Heavy Feet from local natives playing live for us today. Taylor Rice, Kelsey Ayer, Ryan Hahn, and Matthew Fraser on drums. And a new bass player?
Nick Ewing, yeah, is taking over bass duties for our touring time.
You mentioned Aaron Desner from The National ended up producing this record. I know you guys toured some with him and mm-hmm. got to know him. You're famous for being a band that makes all your decisions communally. And what's it like for somebody else to come into that, to be the producer? What was that like?
It worked so well with Aaron because I think he just gets it, the band dynamic. And obviously he's had his own entrenched band dynamic for over a decade, and he understands the egos and all of that. And so he was so great at being... understanding that, you know, we're all super opinionated and can be control freaks and have these differing opinions. And he really knew when to just step back and, you know, he was very upfront, like, this is your guys' record and I'm here to help. And because of his understanding, it allowed us to kind of relax and go, okay, we can let this guy be in the room, you know, when we have these conversations. And then over time, we just got so close with him and we just kind of connected, and he really did become... you know, kind of a surrogate, kind of fifth band member there while we were making the record.
So what was it like for you guys when you came off the road and back to L.A.? Did it seem different? Did your friends treat you differently?
It is difficult, yeah, to keep, I think, friendships alive and vibrant when you're so far away all the time. And, yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of rekindling of, you know, friends and family and loved ones and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it was it's like at one point really like a big relief to be at home in one place for so long, and then there's a creeping like thing in the back of your head, like, okay, when are we going? When are we leaving? What's next?
Yeah,
I think it's actually really great, the kind of cycle that a band can have. We're a band that loves touring, and we love, you know, being in that physical space with a new audience every night and having that connection. It's the best feeling in the world, and it's very feeding for us. But there was that point where we said, okay, I'm ready to be back in a zone where I can just be creative every day, because touring is draining in a way where it's really hard to be super creative all the time. And so I really love the cyclical nature of it. We were really ready to kind of unplug from that. And when we got to be in our writing zone, you know, I love that just as much as I do touring. And then we did that for over a year, and now, you know, we're excited to tour again. So it's kind of this cool cycle that you mm-hmm. get to live through.
Local natives in the studio today, and what's next?
Do you guys want to, let's play Breakers.
We'll be right back. See you.
Columbia, another gorgeous song from Hummingbird, finishing up our session today with local natives here in the cafe. And I really only have one more question for you guys. I mean, are you loving enough?
That's the question, man.
I wish I could stop asking, but
it just seems to be on loop in our minds.
You can't avoid it. Thank you so much for playing live. It sounded great.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. We love it here, so thank you.
Local natives, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.